Welcome to Condor Currents, the podcast that flows through the latest in computer architecture research and RISC-V innovation. I'm Ty Garibay, president of Condor Computing. This episode is brought to you by Condor Computing high-performance RISC-V processor IP from Andes Technology, the world's leading RISC-V processor IP provider with 30% market share and over 12 billion SoCs shipped. Learn more at condorcomputing.com. Today, we're diving into some fascinating research on context caching for multi-core RISC-V processors, exploring the evolution of CPU architectures from the Intel 4D4 to modern SoCs, and we'll look at performance-aware shared memory models. Plus, we've got the latest on RISC-V versus ARM competition and some exciting new hardware launches. Let's get started. First up, we have a really interesting paper from Wiley Online Library on migration using context cache for multi-core RISC-V processors. Now, this is addressing one of the fundamental challenges in multi-core processor design. How do you efficiently move tasks between cores without losing all the performance benefits you've built up? Think of it like this. Imagine you're working on a complex project at your desk with all your reference materials spread out perfectly. If you suddenly need to move to a different office, you'd have to pack everything up, move it, and then set it all up again. That's essentially what happens when a task migrates from one processor core to another. You lose all that cached context. The researchers here are proposing a context cache mechanism specifically designed for RISC-V multi-core systems. What's brilliant about their approach is that they're leveraging the modular nature of RISC-V's instruction set architecture to create more efficient context preservation during migration. Instead of flushing everything and starting fresh, they're maintaining critical execution context in a specialized cache structure. This is particularly important for RISC-V because as we see more heterogeneous multi-core designs with different core types, maybe some high-performance cores and some efficiency cores, task migration becomes even more critical for optimizing performance and power consumption. The implications here are huge for the RISC-V ecosystem.
At Condor Computing, we work with Andes Technology's RISC-V cores, and we see firsthand how important efficient task migration is for real-world workloads. When you're running complex applications that need to dynamically balance between performance and power efficiency, the ability to seamlessly move tasks between different core types without performance penalties is absolutely crucial. This research could significantly improve the responsiveness of RISC-V-based systems, especially in scenarios like mobile SoCs or edge computing, where you need to constantly adapt to changing workload demands. The fact that they're designing this specifically for RISC-V gives us another advantage in the ongoing competition with proprietary architectures. Next, let's talk about this comprehensive piece from WCCFDEC on the evolution of CPU architectures from the Intel 4004 to modern SoCs. This is a fantastic journey through computing history, and it really puts into perspective how far we've come. Starting with that revolutionary Intel 4004 back in 1971 minus a 4-bit processor with just 2,300 transistors to today's modern SoCs with billions of transistors and multiple specialized processing units. What's fascinating is how this evolution has led us to where we are today with RISC-V. The early days were dominated by proprietary architectures, each company doing their own thing. Intel with x86, Motorola with 68,000 series, and later ARM with their approach. But what we're seeing now with RISC-V is almost a return to the foundational principles of RISC, minus reduced instruction set computing, but with the benefit of decades of architectural learning. The article traces how we went from simple single-core processors to today's complex heterogeneous systems with multiple core types, specialized accelerators, and sophisticated memory hierarchies. And this is where RISC-V really shines. Unlike the legacy architectures that accumulated decades of cruft compatibility requirements, RISC-V was designed from the ground up for this modern era. It's modular, extensible, and open.
When I look at the Andes Technology RISC-V cores we work with at Condor Computing, I see the culmination of this architectural evolution, cores that can be configured for specific workloads, that can integrate seamlessly with custom accelerators, and that don't carry the baggage of maintaining compatibility with instruction sets designed in the 1970s. This evolutionary perspective really highlights why RISC-V isn't just another instruction set architecture, it's the architecture for the next phase of computing evolution. Moving on to some cutting-edge research from Nature on performance-aware shared memory hierarchy models for multi-core processors. This paper tackles one of the most complex challenges in modern processor design: how to efficiently manage memory access across multiple cores when they're all competing for the same memory resources. Think of it like a busy restaurant kitchen where multiple chefs need access to the same pantry, refrigerator, and cooking stations. Without proper coordination, you get chaos and inefficiency.
the researchers here are proposing a performance-aware model that dynamically adapts the memory hierarchy based on actual workload characteristics and inter-core communication patterns. What's particularly interesting about this research is how it addresses the reality of modern workloads. Traditional memory hierarchy designs were optimized for single-threaded applications or simple parallel workloads. But today's applications, whether it's AI inference, real-time video processing, or complex scientific simulations, have very different memory access patterns. Some threads might need high bandwidth for streaming data. Others need low latency for random access, and still others might have predictable patterns that benefit from prefetching. This performance-aware approach means the memory subsystem can adapt its behavior based on what the cores are actually doing. For RISC-V implementations, this is incredibly valuable because the modular nature of the architecture makes it easier to implement these kinds of adaptive memory hierarchies.
You can have different memory interface configurations for different core types, and the open nature of RISC-V means you can optimize the entire stack, from the instruction set extensions down to the memory controller by minus for specific workload characteristics. From an industry perspective, this research addresses one of the key areas where processor performance is often bottlenecked. We've gotten really good at building fast cores, but memory access, latency, and bandwidth limitations often prevent us from realizing that computational potential. By making the memory hierarchy smarter and more adaptive, we can get better utilization of our cores and improve overall system performance. This is especially important for the kinds of high-performance RISC-V systems that companies like Condor Computing are developing, where every cycle counts and workload efficiency directly translates to competitive advantage. Now let's dive into the ongoing battle of the architectures with this analysis from ElectroPages on RISC-V versus ARM.
This is one of the most important competitive dynamics shaping the future of computing. And it's not just about technical specifications, it's about ecosystem development, licensing models, and ultimately, who controls the future of processor design. The article does a great job laying out the fundamental differences between these two approaches. ARM has the advantage of being established with decades of optimization, mature tool chains, and a huge ecosystem of software and hardware partners. But RISC-V has something ARM fundamentally cannot offer: true openness and freedom from licensing constraints. What's really interesting is how the competition is playing out differently in different market segments. In mobile, ARM still dominates, but that's largely due to ecosystem momentum rather than technical superiority. In embedded and IoT applications, RISC-V is gaining serious traction because the licensing costs and vendor lock-in issues with ARM become much more problematic when you're dealing with high-volume, cost-sensitive applications.
But where I think RISC-V has the biggest long-term advantage is in emerging applications like AI acceleration, edge computing, and specialized processing. The ability to customize the instruction set, add domain-specific extensions, and integrate tightly with custom accelerators gives RISC-V implementations a flexibility that ARM simply can't match. At Condor Computing, working with Andes Technologies RISC-V portfolio, we see this flexibility advantage every day. When customers need specialized processing capabilities, we can adapt the core architecture rather than working around the limitations of a fixed instruction set. The article also touches on the ecosystem development, and this is where things get really interesting. While ARM has the mature ecosystem advantage today, RISC-V's open development model means innovation happens faster and more broadly. Instead of waiting for ARM to decide what features to add to their next generation, the RISC-V community can develop and deploy new capabilities immediately.
We're seeing this with vector processing extensions, with cryptographic acceleration, with AI-specific instructions. The pace of innovation in RISC-V is simply faster because it's not bottlenecked through a single company's product roadmap. Long term, I believe this open innovation model will be decisive, especially as computing becomes more specialized and domain specific. Finally, let's look at some exciting hardware news with the launch of the BitBrick K1, which NotebookCheck is positioning as a Raspberry Pi 5 alternative with a different CPU architecture and some serious connectivity upgrades. This is exactly the kind of innovation we're seeing in the broader processor ecosystem companies, taking advantage of alternative architectures to create more capable and flexible single-board computers. The BitBrick K1 features M.2 and PCIe support, which immediately puts it in a different class than traditional Raspberry Pi boards for applications that need serious I/O performance or expansion capabilities.
What's particularly interesting about this development is how it represents the maturation of alternative processor architectures in the maker and developer space.
For years, Raspberry Pi essentially owned this market with their ARM-based boards, but now we're seeing a proliferation of options with different architectures, different performance characteristics, and different feature sets. This is healthy competition that drives innovation and gives developers more choices for their specific applications. Whether the Bitbrick K1 is using a RISC-V core, an alternative ARM implementation, or something else entirely, the fact that it can offer better connectivity and potentially better performance than the established leader shows how quickly this space is evolving. The M.2 support is particularly noteworthy because it opens up possibilities for high-speed storage and specialized accelerator cards that just weren't feasible with traditional single-board computer designs. This kind of expandability is crucial for edge computing applications, development platforms, and specialized embedded systems where you need more than just basic computing capability.
That wraps up another episode of Condor Currents. We covered some fascinating research on context caching for multi-core RISC-V processors, traced the evolution of CPU architectures from the 4004 to modern SoCs, explored performance-aware memory hierarchy models, analyzed the ongoing RISC-V versus ARM competition, and looked at exciting new hardware in the single-board computer space. Condor Currents, brought to you by Condor Computing minus part of Andes Technologies RISC-V processor IP portfolio. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into computer architecture research and RISC-V innovation. Tomorrow, we'll be back with more cutting-edge research from the world of processor design. Until then, keep those cycles efficient and those pipelines flowing.